This is the Straight Talk on how business architecture practices can leverage storytelling for greater success. I'm Wendy Keene, author of Straight Talk, and I am joined today by our guest star, Tamara Park. Hi, Tamara.
Hello, Wendy.
Tamara is an award-winning television producer and documentary director, capturing stories on five continents. And she recently co-founded StoryNow, a media tech company with an app and platform designed to help corporations and nonprofits leverage the power of video storytelling. And one thing you may not know about Tamara is that she has an uncanny ability to get herself in uncommon and sometimes awkward situations, such as a photo shoot with Colonel Sanders, a parade with Mr. T, and a tiff with the Afghan mafia. Well, the success of a business architecture practice, and all of us as business architects, depends not only on the architectures and the ideas that we create for the future, but on how well we can convey those ideas, influence others, and incite action. We've been exploring this theme through various Straight Talk podcasts, but today we're focused on storytelling. So let's get started. Tamara, why is good storytelling so important? If the message and content are good enough, why isn't that enough?
Story has the power to gain our attention, which, Wendy, as you know, is such a rare commodity these days. It's how we best learn. It helps us remember. It can even compel us to act. And I know as business architects, you're so interested in transformation. And there's some really fascinating statistics that are coming out about the power of story. Like one, when someone reads something in a text, they tend to remember about 10% of a message. But when they're taken up into a story, especially a video story, they can remember 95% of a message. So stories got power to help us learn and remember. And really, we are hardwired for story. It's so fascinating now to look at the neuroscience, and it's showing that we actually create this chemical cocktail when we're taken up into a story. We release cortisol, oxytocin, and even dopamine. And I'll just share really briefly about the oxytocin piece of it because it fascinates me. It's dubbed the moral molecule. And when it's released, people are more trustworthy, generous, compassionate, and charitable. And they do things that, you know, are good for companies, good for the world. And story has the power to activate that.
That is fascinating. And why is story so important for business architects?
Yeah, I'm so excited for business architects to really embrace the power of story. And for two reasons. One, as I see it, I see business architects being very central to the role of story, that it can really fuel a business architect's identity. And secondly, it can really power a business architect's effectiveness. And I'm glad to just share a little snapshot behind both of those. I see business architects really playing this vital role as the guide to a company's story so that they enter into this company story every time they start a project, and they play this role to really create order out of chaos, to help take, and we'll go through this a little bit more in a moment, but to help take the character of the company from this problem that they have to solve, this goal that they have to chase, this idea, to actually action, to success, to transformation. And that's the role of the guide is key to story, and I really see business architects as that guide. And just secondly, as we talked about with the power of story, that as you as business architects really embrace that, you have the capacity to not only help companies make these, you know, significant transformations, but individuals, that you can use the power of story to activate that oxytocin to actually help people's own physiology make the transformations and the changes that they need to change.
So big question, how do we tell a story?
Wendy, that is a big question and a great question. And I'm delighted to walk you through story structure briefly, and I'll do it in light of business architecture. And as I said, in light of this role that I see you and other business architects playing as the guide. So the opening scene of a movie, the beginning of a story, you enter into the world of that story. And so first of all, you've got to understand the context. So as a business architect or a guide, you come in with this skilled curiosity to go, what is this world? What is the culture of this company? And setting that up. And then you understand what is the status quo, or in story terms, we call the stasis. And that's really the makeup of that culture, the good, the bad. It's the reality that the company is experiencing that creates the setting where they don't have to change. And then comes what we call the inciting incident. This is the disruption. And there is no story without disruption. And this is what happens in, you know, the life of a character and in the life of a company, that something shifts it where no longer they can go back to the status quo. And so maybe there's a merger, or maybe there is, you know, that economy shifts or a competitor comes on the scene. And that would be the inciting incident. And so that sets our protagonist, our character, our company on this journey. Suddenly they've got to solve a problem, or they've got to pursue a goal, because the reality is their equilibrium cannot be the same. They can't go back to the status quo that they've known. And so they're set off on this quest. We often refer to it as the hero's journey to pursue that goal. And here's really where the core of the story is. The story is conflict. And conflict drives the story. I say desire defines it. Basically, the character during the main messy middle of this is going to encounter one obstacle after another. And I really see two key purposes in the storyline of conflict. And this is where you as a guide, as a business architect, get to come in. As we said, you've got this amazing capacity to help create order out of the chaos that this company, this character, is going to encounter again and again. And those two really core pieces of conflict are, first, they serve to really show, what does the character say they're about? What does the company say it's about? Maybe what it says its mission statement is about. But when they encounter conflict, what is the company? What is the character truly? And so it separates, in psychological terms, we call it separating between the false self and the true self. But it really shows what's the metal of the company. And so really, you know, hard things get exposed in that process of the obstacles of chasing after what their desire is or trying to solve a big problem. And the second role that conflict can play is that it shows how much a character desires the goal, how much they really want to solve that problem, how much they really want that vision of success. And that's once again where a business architect, as the guide, can come in, is can really help a company get a hold of what their true goal is in that process of transformation, that they can help them name it and be reminded. And here's one of the beautiful realities of story is, usually there's an external quest that gets the character moving, but then there's got to be this internal quest that helps see them through the challenges. And so in our culture today, especially as millennials make it into the workforce, more and more, I believe companies are going to have to access this internal quest. Their external one may be to solve, you know, dealing with the competition, or try to get better systems to be more efficient and effective, or get a better bottom line. But an internal quest of how can we have social impact? How can we have contribution? How can we have sustainability? How can we be about making the world a better place? Those are the internal quests that I say are actually going to help companies move through the conflict. And once again, the role of a business architect can help be that guide to help them access a better way of moving through that conflict. So we've got the conflict, and then finally, we've got this choice, this climax. And as a character goes towards the very end of their story, there's this dark night of the soul, there's this sense of everything, all is lost. And then they have to come to this choice of, are we all in? And it's never a choice, an easy choice between good and bad, something black and white. Once again, a character is going to have to navigate really complicated choices of good and best, or really hard and horrible. And once again, that's where this guide can come in. And the role of the guide, once again, is to help the character make sense of the chaos and actually make better choices, do what the character has not been able to ever do before, go further on this path of transformation. And so they make this choice, and then there's the reality of they either, grab a hold of great success, or they experience spectacular failure. And then after that choice is made, there's this little moment at the end of a story called the denouement, the making sense of the story. And as business architects, I would encourage you to not forget this point in your journey with companies, because this is actually where transformation can get locked in, where you can help the company celebrate, really metabolize the transformation that's happened, and really be able to see that there's been a shift in a culture, there's been changes that will have transformed them. Or even if there's spectacular failure, to be able to help them make sense of the lessons learned.
I think what you're saying gives us a whole new way to look at not the architecting, but how we speak about the results of it, how we influence people, how we get them to lean into that change and make that change and go on that journey. So I'm so inspired. I'm re-inspired about what we do.
Well, Wendy, I love what you guys do, because you really are these transformational forces that you really are helping guide companies to places, to better choices, to desired, outcomes, true success that they couldn't get at on their own. So I love that business architects are playing a vital role, in the story of company after company.
Beautifully said. And the business architect is the guide throughout the story, and the journey is really an incredible way to think about it. So Tamara, do you have any final closing comments that you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I would just encourage you to just play with story and think about story. We fall in love with stories as kids, and I would say have fun. And embrace that role as the guide, but also just let yourself fall more in love with story by maybe watching your favorite movie, rereading your favorite kid's book. Consider your own story in the transformational work. And I'd love to leave you with this one last quote by Michael Margolis. He said, "The stories we tell literally make the world. If we want to change the world, you need to change your story. This truth applies both to individuals and to institutions." And Wendy, I would say, as business architects, when you help a company change their story, you're actually changing the world.
I love that. Tamara, my greatest thanks to you for speaking with us today about the power of story. We appreciate your time, your passion, your inspiring words, and all of your expertise. It's been a pleasure and honor to learn from you. And thank you all for joining us today, and talk with you next time on Straight Talk.